Chris Bachman sitting alongside Ben Brock, the quarterback of the 1995 Shepherd Blue Jays that went, was it 11-1 or 12-1?
I believe we were 11-1.
11-1. You guys made it all the way to the state semifinals and lost to Muskegon Orchard View. And when you think about that 95 Shepherd Blue Jay team, first of all, what's the first thing that comes to your mind?
Well, first thing we think about is our coaches. You know, Coach Gene Hackney, Glenn Hackney, Coach Ron Patrick, the impact they made in our lives. And I think for a lot of us, they really gave us the confidence to go on and be better men and really to compete and not be satisfied with anything else but going out and winning. I think that was what was expected, and I really attribute a lot of that, us being internally motivated to be successful from what they gave to us.
And who were some of the key players on that team?
Oh, man. I actually work with one now. Jason Davis was the guy always opening up the holes as the offensive lineman. Mike Klump, both sides of the ball, was a beast on the offensive and defensive line. You know, you had Jake Moore, who actually, Jake Moore now is a very attractive, in shape, sub 40-year-old guy. And so we're not too keen on him right now, but he was the toughest center ever. He and I had a close relationship, and we definitely had some good times out there. Chad Houghton was our all-state running back. Ted Patrick went on and played football at Hope College, stud linebacker, tight end for us. Brandon Narker was a great tight end for us. Joe Shinowski, you know, all everything receiver, went on and played at Kalamazoo College. You know, we had a lot of great guys. The Armors, Jake Armor was a great receiver and defensive player for us. We meshed well with the group that was below us. Jake Powers did a nice job in the defensive backfield. Josh Martinez was a running back. A lot of great memories from back in the day with all those great players.
Seems like you almost remember everybody on the team. And is there one play or one game that really stands out to you?
You know, before we played in the snow game against Saginaw Nouvelle, on paper, they should have destroyed us. And really, had we gone to a track meet with them, they would have showed us who the athletes were. We went out there, 30-mile-per-hour winds, you know, 6 inches of snow at least. Going out there, we didn't really care too much about their athletic ability. The toughness of this group really came through, and to then go out and really kind of put it to them 18-6 at that point was really one of the highlights of all of us as far as athletic careers, but also our life. You know, going and doing a thing that someone hadn't done ever before at the school was pretty important to us, especially growing up as kids and seeing all the winners, all the leaders who would come before us and tried to do what we did.
What was the one coach from that team? And obviously, Mr. Hackney's is still here. Do you still talk to all of those guys? And you talked about the role they played in your life. Just kind of mention that again.
I think that for a lot of them, you know, I kept tabs on a lot of them. A lot of us have. You know, the measure of a coach is kind of what you become afterwards, what the young men become afterwards. And I take a lot of things from what they said and how they treated us back in the day and expected, I guess, their expectations of us. And that's what I did as a coach. That's what a lot of us do as men, as fathers, as husbands. We're taking those life lessons from them. And I'll tell you right now, I owe a lot from what I have in my life, from the game of football, but more importantly, to my mentors I had when I was here at Shepherd. I wanted to be just like them. I wanted to grow up to be a coach. I wanted to grow up be a teacher, and wouldn't be sitting in this chair without them making the impact on me that they did.
For those of you who don't know, Ben Brock is now the new middle school principal here at Shepherd. And what's it like to come back to your alma mater?
Oh, this is fantastic. I'm seeing a lot of students here who you know, would have graduated around the same time as their parents, and I see a lot of the same mannerisms in those students, and you know, it's a thing here too that I'm lucky enough to bring my three children back to this to my hometown, and I want them to have the same kind of experience that we had while we were here in Shepherd. Like I said, it shaped us to be the people we are today, and I'm looking forward to see what's going to happen here in the next few years.
Why would you tell young people out there that they should get involved playing high school football and high school sports ultimately?
I think a big part of that would be there's really, you've got to find your niche in school. You got to find something that you want to be a part of. For me personally, I think it kept me focused. I think it helped me to organizational skills, internal motivation, those types of things. Being a part of something that's greater than yourself is something that really resonates in me and in our belief system. I will tell you right now, when it comes to something like this, why was it important to us? Any one of us would give anything to be able to go out there one more time and be in the huddle with our, you know, our old buddies, and there's something that comes from going through all the pain and all the training and all the adversity. You know, really, I want to say that's something that's key key parts of your life when you know you can go beat someone who's probably better than you because the group of men that you're around. It's like I said, we'd all give anything to go back and do it again.
If you want to give one shout out to anybody from that team, who is it?
Oh man, I guess my biggest thing probably be Big Joe Shinowski. You know, he he and I, we had a lot of fun throwing the ball. You know, it's the bond that was built from us going through that, and we were a running team, and we you know, Chet Holton would destroy other teams as well as the offensive line. But the big thing was, you know, when it got down to it, we had to be able to throw. We had to be ready. And I think that all the time that we put in the offseason with throwing and coaches taking us to camps, you know, the Alfred Casa quarterback camps and things of that nature prepared us for some of the games where we had to be able to throw.
Ben, thanks so much, man. Appreciate it.
Thank you.